Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday the 26th of February. There is no horse now, it's actually been declared a non-runner, the horse that I was looking at. So it's not running after all today, so I will be back tomorrow if there's a horse. Football wise it's quiet also, there's not a massive amount on, some Premier League and Championship games. And nothing mention wise or odds wise that I fancy. Hull were borderline as a back to lay, but nothing in the figures that is going to make me pull the trigger there. They're on a slight decline, and Millwall, a funny side, got stung with them with Derby, but I'd want some real juice to get involved in that. But I am going to play that game as an over 1.5 after 20 minutes, so 20 minutes, if it's still nil-nil, I will back the over 1.5 over a sort of 15-minute period, and I will trade and remove the liability on unders if a goal goes in. And I will be doing exactly the same in the Bristol City versus Birmingham game. Both those are 7:45 kickoffs, so 2 1.5 trades. Both, if it's nil-nil after 20 minutes, I'll be drip backing over 1.5 over the next sort of 15 minutes, and then I will remove liability on the unders if goals go in. Other than that, as I say, it's fairly quiet. Premier League, Cardiff are playing Everton. Rumours yesterday that Cardiff are ill, got an illness in the camp, so Everton's price may be attractive. Everton aren't a side exactly you want to jump on at the moment. And then three sort of mediocre games, Huddersfield Wolves, you'd expect Wolves to win given Huddersfield's form. Leicester Brighton could be anything, and Newcastle Burnley could be anything. Burnley certainly on a rich vein of results, as in not losing games. Newcastle, perhaps they're perking up, but there's nothing in any of the prices that are going to get me going. Just a couple of notes. Tomorrow's podcast, I have got things on. I'm not sure what time I'm going to get it out. I will get something out, but I don't know when, whether it'll be early in the morning or later in the day, but I will get something out. So please just wait for the Twitter announcement or the email on that. I'll get it out when I can. And the seminars, if the interest is anything to go by, there is going to be a disappointment. I've got more people registered than I will have spaces. I'll have more details on when that's opening up. I will look and see if I can possibly do a third date, but that is right on the unlikely scale at the moment, time-wise. But it will be first come, first served. I can't do it any other way. It literally will be, I'm going to have to pick a time that it opens on March the 7th, be it 10 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the evening or something like that. I'll try and be fair with the time so that people who work can do it. But it will be first come, first served. You're limited to how much room you can, how many people you can get in a room. It's simple as that, and lunch, and then obviously the people I can work with. That's just an advance warning there. Okay, so that's it. So Bristol City, Birmingham, Hull and Millwall, both of those, there's some juice in the over 1.5, so I'm going to give it 20 minutes, let that get going, and then I will remove the liability on unders, and I will, as I say, I'll be back tomorrow. I just do not know what time. It may be very early or it might be later in the day, so please just keep an eye out for the tweet, but there will be something up online at some stage. Problem when you commit to these things daily is you've got to find a window in amongst the difficulties when you've got things on to do them, but it'll be up there sometime tomorrow. So have a good Tuesday, whatever you're doing. I hope it goes well. Weather looks nice again, and I will be back sometime tomorrow.